This is the Don and Mike Show. Looking back on some of our favorite moments. The Don and Mike Show.
That's what makes it the ultimate best of Don and Mike. Thank you for joining us, and we continue today and through tomorrow, leading up to Don's return on Friday for the final Don and Mike Show with Don Geronimo. Now, editing can be used for good or it can be used for evil. It's evil when it's used to oppress free speech, but it's good when you can use it like a paintbrush, as Rob Spiewak has done with his next segment.
Such kind words, Buzz. And, you know, we've kept it very lighthearted, fanciful, and whimsical with the segments we've chosen thus far this week, and that's by design. But also, a moment of reverence. Now, you know, on the Oscar telecast and the Emmy telecast, one of my favorite parts is when they show the tribute reel of the people they've lost throughout
that's
the year.
That's right.
And I take this moment to celebrate some great broadcasters no longer with us on the best of Don and Mike.
Here we go. Here's a guy that has wanted to meet Buzz Burbank for years and years and years. We're going to bring him in right now.
Can you roll the music, please, Jimmy?
Here we go.
Our show.
Here he comes. Hi, Fez.
Hi, Fez.
There's your microphone, Fez. Here
Here's Fez with his headphones.
Here's Fez.
Hi, Fez.
Hi, guys.
It's a pleasure to meet you. You know, our show's been on NEW for about 4.5 months now in New York, and we are followed every night and also in D.C. by RonandFez.com.
And Ron and Fez, well, specifically Fez, enjoys following one of our group more than the others.
Where is he? Where is he?
He is right
back
behind you,
right
Fez.
Back here, Fez.
That's how I like him. Hi, Buzz Burbank.
Hello, Fez.
It's how are you?
Nice to meet you. How are you?
You little stalker, you?
Stalker?
You should see the flowers down in the RonandFez.com office. Filled with roses from Buzz Burbank.
Yes. Now, Fez, what is it that you like about Buzz so much?
Yeah.
I think it's the cadence. It's the, like I said, it's the velvet fog. It's the voice.
Oh, that's very nice.
It's the horse sense of the guy.
Sure, of course.
That. That's nice, man.
Do you know that he was all excited today? He said he was listening to RonandFez.com last night. And after you guys talked about Survivor and Big Brother, the topic was Buzz.
Briefly, you got a couple of calls, right?
Definitely. Everyone wants to know what's going on with Fez and Buzz.
Yeah, what is going
on?
Yeah,
and what is going on, Fez?
Hey, I'm the one with an office full of roses. I don't know. And you know what? Those roses had thorns. I got a little prick. Or at least I'm hoping to.
So you're saying that Buzz is the stalker, Fez, but what about your theory about putting a deposit in the Burr Bank? What about that? Is that just idle chit-chat or what?
No, I'm always open to that. In fact, what I want to do is, since you guys are in New York City, what I want to do is, if it's all right when you guys are done with the show, take Buzz out on a tour of Manhattan.
Oh, wow.
That'd be a beautiful idea.
Right. What I like to call Fez Watley's New York. I thought what we do is start out with a nearly authentic New York City carriage ride.
Oh, there you go.
Nearly authentic,
Buzz,
almost.
Buzz would love that.
He would love that, Fez.
Yeah, it's not an actual one. This one just involves me, a saddle, and Buzz wearing nothing but a top hat.
I don't know about that. All right, what's next?
Then off to the Carnegie Deli for a special treat, what I like to call a mystery meat sandwich. And I'll give you just one clue what the mystery meat is.
Okay, why?
You'll have to eat it off my lap. That's all I'm saying. I'm not giving any more clues.
Boy, the tour gets better and better, Buzz.
Then what we'll do is we'll take a quick trip through New York City's undergarment district.
No, we can skip that.
Which is just basically Buzz feeling around under my skirt.
Oh, oh, your skirt. Okay, we know what you're wearing.
Okay, Fez.
And then this is a biggie. This is a biggie.
Okay.
I've arranged for Buzz to get a Broadway audition.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes, to appear in one of the final performances of Cats.
Okay, that's cool.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Now,
I look forward to
Donna
that.
Donna Mike.
Yes, Fez.
Donna Mike, this isn't really an audition. I've just got a giant litter box down in my office, and I'm going to try and get him to use it.
Now, listen, I know you're goofing around and you're doing your jokes, but really, during a break today, would you like some private time with Buzz?
Sure, if that can be arranged.
Wonderful.
Well, now, I understand, Fez, you have a fiancé.
Listen to that voice. Listen to it.
I heard mention of the fact that you have a fiancé.
Oh, you have a fiancé, Fez?
I have a fiancé.
What's his name?
Rude and Rude. She lives in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada.
Oh,
it's
really?
A long-distance relationship.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
But now, Buzz, if there's something you want to ask, I'm sure.
Well,
if there's something you want to ask before the world of Don and Mike today.
On the plus side, I understand you're wealthy, that you're well-to-do, you're well-off, you're rich.
Fez is fascinated with Buzz, but I'm also finding out here that Buzz knows a goddamn lot about Fez.
Yeah, the well-to-do part, Buzz, where'd you get that information? You've been stalking him, haven't you?
From listening to RonAndFez.com. Last night.
Okay.
That's where I
like last night is the first time you've listened to Ron and Fez.
I've caught snippets of it before, but last time.
Yeah, you'll catch a snippet, all right.
Last night was the first time I'd listened for an extended period of time.
Well, let's get the question answered. You got a lot of bucks there, Fez? Have you made your money on this internet? Do you have a lot of money?
Well, let's see. I signed a deal with Ken Stevens, so you answer that.
Okay. Yeah, that answers that.
Do you guys on RonandFez.com, are you going through the same crap as we are with having stuff taken out of the show?
Yes. And we just find different ways around it.
Okay, well, we gotta find those different ways. Perhaps you could confer with Buzz.
Yes.
Okay.
And you could swap some information.
Yeah. No. Swap information? No, a bit, whatever.
You know, I'm a happily married man. Just
you are?
My 25th anniversary.
You son of a bitch. Buzz Burbank. And you're hitting on me?
Can't we just be friends? That's all I want to know.
You make me sick.
All right.
All right, Fez, get out of here.
Thanks a lot, Fez.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Don and Mike.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in to meet Buzz. He loves Buzz.
Well, I like that tour. It sounds like a lot of fun with the carriage ride and all that good stuff.
He loves Buzz.
And Ron and Fez follow us right here on WNEW in New York City, and they're also heard on WJFK in Washington, D.C.
All over the place. Listen to Buzz. Yeah, good show.
Absolutely, yeah.
Good show. Now, let me ask you, if Fez ever had a baby, which I think is going to be impossible. A
little Canadian baby.
Yeah, this is the first ever male birth. Well, did Fez look like you thought he would look like?
Actually, he looks, I hesitate to say this, a little better in person than he does on the website.
There you go. He likes him. Man.
Oh, listen to that.
He's taking a shine to
Jesus
him.
Christ, shine. Listen to that.
Memories press between the pages of my mind. Memories sweeten through the ages just like wine.
Opie and Anthony's producer is on the phone.
All right, very good.
Although, why the guy just doesn't come in to talk to us, I don't know.
That's the humor of it. That's the comedy of it.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Is this Opie and Anthony's producer?
No, it's Opie and Anthony.
Hey, Opie and Anthony.
Hi, guys.
Hey, dudes.
We know those voices.
Hey, dude, see, we thought it was your producer. We were going to yell at him and say, why doesn't he just come in and talk to us?
No.
This is pretty funny that you guys are on the phone and we're 8 feet from each other up here in New York.
This is kind of like the Flintstones and the Jetsons game.
Now, can't you guys bring microphones in here?
Do you have wireless technology where you guys could go mobile?
Well, we tried to get an intern a microphone about 10 minutes ago, and it was a catastrophe.
Yeah,
they can't even get cords and mics together.
We're trying to be polite to you guys, because the last time someone did a live show while we were doing a live show, we busted in and made his day a living hell.
We appreciate it. We've done the same.
We appreciate that, guys.
I've been listening to you guys on the way home.
Yeah.
Very entertaining. Thank you. Finally something for me to listen to when I'm...
And thank you. We love you guys, too. Opie and Anthony are great.
It's very nice of you to say.
Hey, you guys, now what? You're stiffing us for dinner tonight?
Yeah, we thought it was a little weird.
Thought it was a little weird that we'd all have dinner together?
No, not that we'd have dinner together, but you guys are a little more fancy than us. You guys want to take us to the Palm or something, right?
Right, yeah, we can eat there for free.
That's because it was free.
Oh, okay.
I think that takes care of the fancy issue, doesn't it?
Because we're more like Hooter guys, you know, more like Peep Show guys.
There's a Hooters right across the street from here.
Yeah, but we can eat for free at the Palm. Well, listen, it's up to you guys.
Well, we didn't blow you off. We just didn't know what to do. Dressed like a slob and everything.
So are we. Haven't you guys looked at us yet?
No, we haven't even seen each other.
Now
what is this, a friggin' dating game? Yeah, why'd you guys darken your studio?
Why is it dark? It's not dark in our studio.
It's very bright, but we've got the blinds pulled.
Yeah, yeah, why? Yeah,
I don't know. We don't have the blinds are in the studio in between us.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody wants to pull that up, this is like a dating game. We'll be guys, if we pull these blinds up, will you guys be revealed?
Yeah, come on around and see the DJ you know.
This is the queerest dating game I've ever heard of.
This is very odd. This is very weird.
All right. Well, let's see.
We'll wait for you guys.
All right, we'll wave at you. Now we're waiting now for Opie and Anthony, who are in the main studio.
Someone is going in to pull the blinds up right now.
Here's an interesting piece of intelligence.
Yes.
Remember our engineer? He said he's not going to let anyone pull the blinds up unless they have permission from Jeremy, because Jeremy's the one who asked them to be
pulled
down.
I told you. You know that. You know what? I'll tell you something.
That engineer is a pain in the ass. I'm sorry. I was polite for the first 5 minutes.
Oh, and hey, let me tell you something. You know the reason that we weren't here last week? Was Jeremy was dicking us around, telling us that you guys didn't have studio space. But the real reason is, for whatever reason, he's afraid to have these shows on at the same time. There you go.
He thought we were going to be in a fist fight.
You look what monkeys we are. All four of us are just pointing at each other.
All right, which one's Opie? Which one's Opie?
Got to figure it out. But.
You're Opie and you're Anthony?
Yeah, who looks like the Italian guy and who looks like, you know, the surfer
Opie.
Dude?
This is so weird. This
Opie during their childhood.
And guys, I'm Don.
Hey, Don.
And that's Mike over there.
Hi, guys.
Look at this, and we're all encased in glass. Now, there is a reason we called you guys, though.
Yes.
We want to just, share something with you. One of your boys crunched in that bathroom out there.
There's another bathroom for crunching, but that one's just for urinating because there's no ventilation, and in this place there's no windows or anything. Oh.
So, all right.
Smell wafts into the studios, and... Oh,
all right.
My God.
All right, so the closest bathroom you absolutely do not crunch in, is that right?
Crunch, yeah.
That's a new term for me, crunch. I like that, and crunching.
What is the J.O. room? If I feel the need during the show.
That's the same room.
Yeah, that's the same room.
That's right, and the smell also drifts into the room.
Okay. All right, thank you. Opie and Anthony, thank you.
Well, thanks, guys.
We got a surprise for you guys a little later on. So.
Oh, well, we're ready for it.
That's all we're going to say right
okay.
now.
Okay, all right.
Be prepared.
Okay, thanks.
I hope it involves skin.
You never know.
All right. Thank you, guys. Mm-hmm. Bye, dudes.
All right. Put down the blinds again.
All right, yeah, put them down. Put them down. Yes, we agree. Put the blinds down.
We've made nice. Now put the blinds up again.
Go put the blinds down.
Come on.
If you guys want to check in with us a little later, that would be wonderful.
Very good.
We'll do that. Thank you, guys.
All right. Dynamite.
Bye, dudes. That is the Opie and Anthony show.
They are doing their show live here in New York City, and we, of course, are taped delayed at WNEW.
You should see all the people out in the hallway right now. The people out in the hallway are just standing around like friggin' animals at a zoo. Take a look at the people out there like, I don't believe this, that Don and Mike was talking to Opie and Anthony. Sweet memories. Is G still hanging around?
I think he's floating around the building. He might have scurried upstairs, though, after he came down here and was doing his German accent for us.
Check the production room and see if, you know, we were just talking about how G. Gordon Liddy should give German lessons
right.
on the air.
Right.
And he actually stuck his head in here and he started to give us some German lessons. Call us Dummkopfs.
Dummkopfs!
Dummkopfs. Telling us how to pronounce different cars, you know, with the German accent.
Mercedes.
Yes. Mercedes BMW.
BMW, and he had something for Porsche also, I
Porsche
think.
Porsche! Audi!
We love it when he screams German.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's fantastic.
No, I don't know if he's gone yet. I think he's doing an appearance tonight, isn't he?
Right. Mm-hmm. He's very dapper, very nattily attired.
You look horny to me.
Really?
Well, he always
is.
You
know, I don't mean that in a gay way. I just mean that I can sense when a guy is,
ladies and gentlemen,
on the prowl.
Mr. G. Gordon Liddy.
Yeah. Hey, G.
I am here in my uniform. What is you hunting?
Okay.
We know where your relatives live in Milwaukee. You know that. You have papers to come in here? Where are your papers?
Signs of papers, old man. BMW is BMW.
BMW.
Mercedes is?
Mercedes-Benz. Right. And don't forget the Volkswagen. The Volkswagen is known in Deutschland So VW
is VW. Volkswagen?
Yes, as you say VW, they think you are an Auslander, and they kill you.
VW.
A VW bug. And where are you going tonight? Let me give you a plug for your event tonight.
Tonight we're going to Fast Eddie's Billiard Cafe. We'll be there at 6 p.m.
You're
going to
shoot some pool?
We're going to have a charity signing. We'll have a whole bunch of young ladies there. We're going to, for a modest donation to the Ladybug Foundation, a charity,
okay.
We're going to have them, and I will be signing my notorious Stacked und Packed Column.
See what I meant? He's wound up today.
He's ready to go today. Yeah, he's energetic. He's ready for this appearance tonight.
He's going to be there with all the hotties from his calendar.
Absolutely.
I'm good to go and ready to launch.
Will you be playing the pool at the Fast Eddie's Billiard?
Nein, ich nicht playing the pool. Ich nicht playing the pocket pool either, like you guys on your radio program. You dradfunk.
Go see G. Gordon Liddy. That is an order clink.
He will be at einen Spaß.
The radio known in Deutschland is das Funk.
Funk.
Funk. Funk. The radio song is das Funkenlied.
Das Funkenlied.
Because the name of the fast ferry boat is called the Schnellfahrt.
Oh, my God.
Killing me. God damn.
I started in the business on Hogan's Heroes. So now I am out of here.
Out of here. That is einen G-Gordon Liddy at the Fast Eddie's Billiards Cafe.
We see you there.
Yes. Often have you heiken geblieben, geflöten, geheimnis, jeden Tag, von Hiesens und Heichelabra. Ach, tun wir verlassen. Hitten wir einen deutschen Flitzen, Hiesens, taufen zu Hause, an der Kompetenten, Jesus. Das ist mein Hitler-Imitation.
That's what we love. I mean, not Hitler, but we love him.
No, really.
He's all wired.
And what people can't see is that the actual hand motions and everything are going on.
Yeah, a little frightening, actually.
You crack me up. You crack me up, G. Have a great time at your appearance. Thanks for coming in.
G. Gordon Liddy and his German lesson for all of us. Thank you.
I mean, you got it 100 times better than we got it during the commercial, but we were falling on the ground during the commercials when G came in here.
Oh, Dummkopfs.
Comes so naturally.
Oh, my God, that's funny. Comes naturally. Oh,
how do you say VW again?
Oh, I forgot. I completely.
Vumfahrt. Fauve? Is it Fauve?
Fauve.
Something Vay.
Fauve.
Rob, how do you say Volkswagen again? What was that? Do you remember that one? Yeah. We'd have to play the tape.
Well, we'll get it off the tape.
Jawohl! We cannot remember anything that G. Gordon Liddy says.
Oh, that was funny. He is ready to go tonight, isn't he? Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
He got a rocket in his pocket tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell he's all wound up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he had on his Regis shirt and his Regis tie and stuff like that.
He looked very dangerous tonight.
Yeah.
Yep.
Much better to be friends with G. Gordon Liddy than to be enemies.
No, you don't want to cross that, man. No.
No. No, you don't.
Nine.
Liddy! Get in your BMW.
BMW. We'll get Volkswagen for you, because that's the new addition to the list.
That's what we hadn't heard before.
That's great.
The way we were. The way we were.
Is the Don and Mike Show.